We on?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. It feels great. You know, it's exciting times. You know, it's the NFL Combine. It's a huge event. I'm happy to be here.
What have you taken from the Combine from other coaches you've learned under?
Well, it's it's an event that you can you know, you can see the players you're gonna, you know, draft in the future, and it's fun to watch the players work out. You know, it's also fun to have them in an interview setting, you know, to kind of figure out, you know, who the player is as a person, you know, and a player. So it's a huge moment for us as coaches.
What's the status with Trevor? Do you feel like he's recovering on schedule?
Yeah, Trevor's doing fine. He's rehabbing every day in the building. You know, he's on track for OTAs. It's a left shoulder injury, so it's not his throwing shoulder. So we feel good about OTAs for Trevor.
Does it impact your playing quarterback?
It does not. You know, we've got two young guys that combined to win 9 games last year, you know, as starters, you know. Probably should have won, you know, 2 more games. So we're fine there, you know, with those two kids going forward. Well, Mac's a great player. You know, he's obviously a great pass rusher. In that division alone, every team has a pair of rushers. In San Diego, you've got Bosa and Ingram. And KC, you've got two guys. You know, we've got two guys in Denver and obviously Oakland with, you know, those two guys. So it's important to have tackles, you know, in that division because every team can rush the passer. Yes. Well, it's very important. You know, most of your defensive snaps are sub snaps. I would say 65% are sub snaps. So that nickel player is a starting player, you know, on your football team. So if you don't have one, it's an issue. You know, we have two guys who can do it, so we're fine there. But it's very important to have a guy who can play the slot position. Right. Well, you want a guy that's got lateral quickness, you know, to match the slot receiver, you know, inside, outside, and vertically, obviously. You want a guy with high football IQ because he's involved in the first, second, and third down as far as the run game fits and your pass game coverage. So it's a combination of having a defensive back / linebacker as a first, second down player. So it's a spot you have to take serious and you have to go out and inquire. I've talked to DeMarcus, you know, 4 or 5 different times. He's obviously a free agent. So, you know, that being said, you know, lots of things go into that, you know, as far as, you know, where he wants to be, you know, how much he wants to play, his role. So that's a work in progress.
Coach, can you maybe run through the elements you might have took from Cincinnati and Bible and
yeah.
How you incorporated it into your program
yeah.
And maybe kind of looking at your experience in Cincinnati, how it kind of
yeah. Well, Marvin's been there for, I think, 14 seasons now. That's a great example of longevity, you know. How Marvin works, how Marvin's kept his staff intact, that's been key to Marvin's success. As far as the draft, they drafted very well in Cincinnati. The coaches are very involved, you know. Mr. Brown's very involved. But his process of going out and seeing each player he's drafted over the last, you know, 13, 14 seasons, it's worked for him. You know, I mean, his roster is obviously a, you know, a big-time roster with a lot of good players. Absolutely. I think having the coaches involved in the process is important because those guys, you know, they were players every day. They know what they want to coach and know what it looks like, so it's important to have the coaches involved. Pass rushers are awfully hard to find, because it's a combination of obviously having great ability, but also great feel, you know, as a pass rusher. You know, every great defense, it starts with having rushers and defensive back and corners, If you can rush the passer and cover, you can play great defense. But they're hard to find, and they're hard to acquire if you don't have them. Well, I'll say this. The team won 9 games, and the perception was the offense wasn't very good. But in my opinion, offense was pretty good. They didn't finish well in the red zone, but the quarterbacks played well. And again, winning 9 games is that's a nice feat in the league. And it should have won probably 2 more games. So, offensively, I think we're close. Not as far as everyone thinks we are. Offensive line, we need some help there. But we're close offensively, and that was one surprise I thought watching the film. Right. I think running the football helped the quarterback play better. That forced the defense to, close the middle and, give you more chances outside to throw the football. So running the football is imperative. CJ's been a consistent good back for the last 4 or 5 seasons. And Booker, as a young guy, showed up last year. Late in the year, he played better and better. So I'm excited about those two guys, but running the football is a must.
After you guys looked at the film and evaluated the offensive line, do you have an power than zone,
Well, it was more zone last year. We're hoping to do both, under Mike and Jeff. When you're doing both, it helps you on game day. If you're doing only one thing, teams can kind of, wire in and scheme against, what you're doing. But if you're doing both gap schemes and zone schemes, it makes you tough to defend. Right.
Is he ready, do you think, from what you know of him and what you've seen, he can be the quarterback this year?
Is he ready? I'm not sure. But, obviously he's got great skills. He's a tall man with a big arm. Is he ready? That's a tough question. He had 2 starts last year. Trevor played, also. It's going to be an open competition, and whoever wins the job, that's who's going to play. That's fair as it can be. Sure.
Is it hard to kind of talk more than just general philosophy?
Well, no. Most offenses have a foundation of run game and pass game, that they want to implement in the offseason. I think the problem with Paxton and Trevor, they're so different. Paxton's a tall, big arm guy, athletic guy. Trevor is a fundamentally sound, great footwork, great with the ball. He can really spin the ball as far as throwing the football. So they're different. So I think Mike's challenge is find an offense that fits both guys so they can compete equally. That's the challenge for Mike.
Last year, the Trevor versus Paxton battle went into late August.
Sure.
Lasting that long, right.
Whenever it happens, it happens. The best guy will play.
Vance, what do you need to see from Paxton for him to put himself in that front runner position?
Well, consistency, playing quarterback in the NFL is about consistency. Not turning the ball over, making throws, making good decisions. That's important to play quarterback in the NFL. Sure. Sure. Right. Well, I thought Jimmy was really special. I was really surprised on how poised he was. Our front was pretty good last year. After Seattle, it was a pretty, pretty good outing against Seattle. And week 2 against Jimmy, he was really poised. He was confident. He made good decisions. He made some awesome throws also in that football game. So I was really shocked how good he was against us.
Vince, what do you think about Mickey getting the job at
LSU? Yeah. Well, I'm excited for Mickey. It's my brother, guys. It's his first real opportunity. He had a bunch of small college jobs in the past, and he's worked so hard to get to that level. I'm excited about him having a chance to work at LSU. It's home for him. He's a great recruiter and a great coach, so I'm excited for him.
How much do you talk to him?
Probably every day, probably, through text or through the phone. So, he's awfully excited. He's working for Ed Ogeron, who's a family friend. So he's in a good place. I think it's changed because now you want two twins. Okay, you don't want a stronger free safety. You want two guys who can cover. You want two guys who can tackle. And you want two guys who can play high zones because it's a passing league. So I don't want my big strong safety covering a slot player or my big strong safety closing the middle in a high zone. So I think everyone's going to having more twins. And it's really having X corners who can tackle to play safety. That's probably your best option. I would say for our system, more the free safety type of player. Well, I've kind of glanced over the guys, sparingly, and it's a bunch of good ones this year. It's a bunch of good defensive backs in general this year in the draft.
What's the best attribute of
them? Well, I would say this. I would say, playing in space. College football is a space game, so these kids are playing in space every down. So it's fun to see. It's fun to watch them run and hit. And play the football at the same time. That's important. Also, stopping the run can be a couple things. It can be obviously your D line play, but also your coverage package. So you can help your running game by playing different coverages. Having different fronts. So that problem you can fix a bunch of different ways. Well, Adam did a great job last year as a first-time head coach, and I think making tough decisions, that was Adam's year. Starting 1-3 or 1-4, what we were. I mean, it was a tough start, but sticking with the process, believing in the process, and winning 9 games straight, that was awesome. So to watch Adam go through the first 5 games and not panic, not lose the process was impressive. Absolutely. Stay with the process. Stay with the process. It works. Believe in the process and, just stay demanding on your players and it works.
Excellent. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. All right.